For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at healing and strength for the soul tonight. Praise the Lord. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we thank you for the presence of the Lord here with us tonight, for the power of God here. We thank you that we have the Word of God. We thank you that your Word brings light, it brings understanding. We thank you, Lord, that you are a good God to us. You want us healed, you want us strong, and you want us well. And we praise you and thank you, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that the Word of God is quickened to our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Healing and strength for the soul. So that's what we're looking at tonight. So let's start off with 3 John and verse 2. And before we look at this verse, the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotion. So you have a spirit. You are a spirit, actually. You are a spirit person. You have a soul, and you live in a body. So you are a spirit. Your spirit is the inner man. You have a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and you live in a physical body. So God talks a lot about health and healing in the scriptures. He wants his people to be whole, he wants them healed, and he wants them strong. Praise God. And he talks about the soul as well. The soul is important. God can heal the soul and God can strengthen the soul. The scriptures tell us that. So if you remember that the soul is the mind, the will, and the emotions. So it's our thinking, our rash reasoning part of ourselves. And it is eternal as well. So if you know Jesus Christ as your Saviour, after you die, your spirit and soul will be with the Lord in heaven. You are a spirit person and you have a soul. So the soul is something that it's constantly, because it's the thinking part of yourself, it's constantly takes in a lot of input from the world. You see through your eyes, you hear through your ears, and all this impacts the soul. So the soul is something that has to be renewed. It has to be filled and renewed with the Word of God. Because as you can appreciate, we live in a sinful world, so there's a lot of input, ungodly input, that comes in. And it's a major area of attack of the enemy. He targets the soul. He targets the soul because if he can get you thinking and distracted and full of care as well about things, it's if you take on board those things and you start to think about it, it will impact you. It will impact you in your soul and in your body as well. So for good reason, Jesus has told us in his word to take no thought for the morrow, to take heed. How we hear, to take heed. What we hear, because all of this comes through the gateway, if you like, of the soul. So let's have a look in 3 John 2. The scripture says here, in 3 John 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So he talks about here the soul prospering. And if you notice that it is a key to prosperity and health, because he says, "Even as thy soul prospereth." So if your soul is prospering in God, you will prosper in other areas as well. So it is a key there, "even as thy soul prospereth." So firstly, we can see that it is God's will that his people prosper and be in health. God's will is prosperity, and God's will is health. God's will is health for his people. The word of God is his will, and we can read it here. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. So when you have your soul prospering in God, you will prosper in other areas as well. You'll prosper physically. You'll start to prosper financially, because we're talking about your thinking and your beliefs here. And when your thinking and beliefs are in line with God's word, it influences you, the way you act, what decisions you make. So he wants our souls to prosper, and he's given us what we need in the word of God for our souls to prosper. The word of God, thinking and meditating on God's word, causes our souls to prosper. So he wants us to meditate on the word of God. Put our focus on God's word. Let it become engrafted into us. The word of God says the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So the soul needs to be renewed on a constant basis, because it is being continually bombarded with things that are in the world. So we have to guard our hearts. We have to guard our souls. So when our souls are prospering, we prosper in other ways. Praise God. So soul prosperity is important. Even as thy soul prospereth, God wants us well. So if we understand and believe that God wants us well, that's something that starts to renew our mind. It renews our mind. And let's turn to that scripture now in Romans 12 verse 2. So as we study this, remember that the soul is your intellectual, your mind, will and emotions. It's also the emotional part of you, the feeling part of you as well. Romans 12 verse 2. And the scripture says in Romans 12 verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So firstly, we can see God doesn't want us to be conformed to this world, because the world is the system in which Satan is the god of this world. And the world system, man's system, man's way of doing things, you can know just by living in the world that it is not going God's way. The world is at enmity with God. The scriptures teach us that. So he doesn't want us to be conformed to this world, to start to be like this world in our thinking, beliefs, behavior. He doesn't want us to be conformed to this world. He wants us, his commandment to us is, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So the mind being part of the soul. So the mind, will and emotion. So he wants us transformed by the renewing of your mind. So mind renewal is crucial. It's a crucial aspect of that transformational process in you. Praise God. The transformational process. And you can think of the transformational process, it's becoming more Christ-like. As a born-again person, you have a born-again spirit. Your spirit is born again, and it's created anew. So you have a spirit that is born again after God's image. And so what we're talking about here is the transformational process of you being more Christ-like in your thinking, your behaviours, your beliefs, your understanding, growing in wisdom, growing in knowledge, growing in grace, all those things God wants of us. Praise God. All these things are connected with what we're putting into our souls. What we're putting into our souls. You see, if we're focusing on God's word we're letting it renew our minds, if we're thinking about the Word of God and meditating on it, making the choice to believe it, we're letting it renew us. We're letting it renew our minds, and that brings about that transformational process. Praise God. Where we become more like Jesus Christ in our daily walks. Praise God. In our day-to-day life, becoming more Christ-like in our understanding, our attitudes, our knowledge, our way of looking at things, our way of doing things. Praise God. So it's a transformational process that God desires for us, and it comes about by the renewing of our mind. And he said here in the second part, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So your thinking and your actions will line up with God's will as this renewing of the mind and the transformation takes place in you. Praise God. So that's what he wants. So the mind renewal is important. And the mind renewal is not going to come from what the world offers. So if you fill your mind with ungodly input and what the world has to say about things, it will not be renewing your mind in a good way, in a biblical way. So if you put your mind and your attention, God talks about attending to his words. If you put your attention on God's words, that's what starts to renew your mind. And it also feeds your faith as well. Because as Christians, we are faith creatures. We are faith creatures. And our faith is fed by God's word. It is fed by God's word. The scripture says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So not only does it renew your mind, it builds up your faith as well. So God wants us to be people who think about his word and let it be engrafted into us, engrafted into our souls. Praise God. So let's have a look now at Psalm 138 and verse 3. And here the scripture says in Psalm 138 and verse 3, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. That's good news. Praise God. God can strengthen and wants to strengthen people's souls. He wants to strengthen, and we need the strength of soul. Praise God. We need strength in our souls, particularly living in this world where there is so much evil around, and you know that you can see that imaginations of people's hearts are evil without Jesus Christ as their Saviour. So the strength in the soul helps us, and God gives strength to the soul. So believe that. He strengthens you in your mind, in your will, your believing, your will to do his will, your will and your emotions. So that's good news for people. People can be strengthened in their emotions. Praise God. They can be strengthened in their mind. So God gives strength. Notice there that there's the crying out to God. I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. God wants us to turn to him. He wants us to cry out to him and rely on him. We need him. We need him. Jesus said, without me ye can do nothing. So he wants us to lean on him, rely on him, and look to him for our strength, our health. And he strengthens us with strength in our soul. So believe that. That if you desire it and you seek God, God will strengthen your soul. God will strengthen your soul. Praise the Lord. That's good news, particularly for people who have had health problems and in the area of mental health in particular. God gives strength to the soul. Believe that. God gives strength to the soul. That's what the scripture tells us. Praise God. Strength in my soul. God works upon the soul and he can strengthen it with his power. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Have a look at Psalm 23, verse 3. Psalm 23, verse 3, the scripture says, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." Praise God. God restores the soul. Do you know fear can do a lot of damage into people's souls? It can really do a lot of damage. Anxiety, fear, stress, things like that can do. Not only can they impact on people's bodies, we know that, but they can really damage the soul. God can restore the soul. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Praise God. Now that's something we can put in our mouth. He restoreth my soul. God strengtheneth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God is leading us. He leads us into good things. He leads us good ways. Praise God. He has a will for us. And his will is good. His will is good. Praise the Lord. We know that he wants us to prosper. We read it in 3 John 2. He wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospereth. Praise God. So if a person's been damaged in their soul can be restored. God is the healer. Believe that God is the healer. He said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee." So believe that God is the healer. And do you know, he hasn't changed. He's still the healer. Praise the Lord. Healing is available for our souls and our bodies. Praise God. He restoreth my soul. God can restore the broken soul. Have a look at Psalm 41 and verse 4. Psalm 41 and verse 4. The scripture says, "I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee." Praise God. God is a merciful God. God is a merciful God. He wants his people healed. He wants them strong. And his mercy is available. His mercy is available. Do you know, mercy is God's showing kindness to people and help even when they don't deserve it. That is God's mercy. Thank God. He is merciful. He is merciful. Even when we don't deserve it, he shows us and gives us help and kindness. Heal my soul, the scripture says. Heal my soul. Notice here that there's the asking, heal my soul. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Do you know what? If a person has regarded iniquity in their heart, the thing to do is confess it. You know, the scripture teaches us about what sin is, and sin is transgression of God's law. You know, if you're a child of God, God deals with you as a child. He doesn't see you as a sinner. Remember that. If you know Jesus Christ as your Saviour, God is not looking on you as a sinner. He's looking on you as a child of God. So he deals with you as a child of God. Children of God can, as we know, sin. They can do sinful things. They can think about sinful things. Unforgiveness, for instance, is a sinful thing to hold on to. Holding grudges against each other is a sinful thing. So sin is transgression of God's law. And if a person, if a Christian has sinned against God, God wants us to repent of it. Because did you know that sin can actually be a barrier to people receiving their healing, because it undermines our confidence towards God in terms of receiving from Him. So the best thing to do is confess it to God, repent of it. He deals with you as a child, and forgiveness is available. The Bible tells us in 1 John that if we confess our sins to Him, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. He deals with you as His child. He sees you as His child. He sees you as the righteousness of God in Christ. But if you have been sinful, God's mercy and forgiveness is available. Praise God. So remember that. Praise the Lord. Remember that. And healing is available for the soul. That is good news. Praise God. Healing is available for the soul. A soul that has been damaged in one way, I mentioned about fear. Fear is a major way that the soul can be damaged. You know, there could be a stronghold set up there in the mind, a fearful stronghold that the devil will just use as like a trigger point in the mind, in the soul. But God can deliver. He can deliver, praise God. And remember what we just read before, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's one thing the devil cannot stand against, is the truth of God's word. And when you have it, and when you are renewing your mind with God's word and using it as the sword of the Spirit, which it tells us to do, you know, there's no answer the devil has against the truth of God's word. So, thank God, healing is available for the soul. Let's go to Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4 and verse 18. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is still the same. Do you know that the scripture tells us? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still the healer. Jesus Christ is the healer. Jesus Christ can heal the brokenhearted. Praise God, He can heal the brokenhearted. He can heal people who have had problems. He not only heals physically, but He heals people in their minds as well. To set at liberty them that are bruised. Jesus Christ is the healer. He is still the healer. Praise God. He is still the healer. When you come to Him in faith, when you believe, the healing power of God is available to you. Jesus Christ is still the healer. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to the Old Testament, to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53 and verse 5. Isaiah 53 and verse 5. This is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a prophecy about the Lord Jesus Christ, looking forward to, in time, to what Jesus was to accomplish and what He has accomplished now. But He was wounded for our transgressions, He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. So He talks about here, Jesus taking on him the chastisement of our peace. And the scripture teaches us that he took upon himself our infirmities, he carried our diseases. So physically he's taken upon himself every sickness and every disease he took upon himself on the cross, but also the chastisement of our peace as well. So anything that would of the devil that would disturb your peace. So things such as fear and worry and the cares of this world, the scripture tells. So he has borne the chastisement of our peace, praise God, upon himself. He bore it. He bore the chastisement of our peace. It was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Physically. And in our soul, praise God, the healing. There, it's available to be taken, received by us. Praise God, it is available. It is available. Think about that, what Jesus has done for us. Praise God. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He is the Redeemer. Praise the Lord. So, praise God. Let's go to Ephesians in the New Testament, chapter 6 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. The scripture says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I'll read verse 17 also. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So this is the reality, praise the Lord, that our faith is a shield to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. So, as I said, the devil has no answer against the truth of God's word. So when you are using it, when you are speaking it out in faith, then you will have the victory. Praise God. You will have the victory. And even in the area of attacks against the body and attacks against the soul. So take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And do you know those fiery darts? They're leveled against the soul. If the devil can get believers to be thinking on something and meditating on it and ingesting it, and it begins to be something that they're thinking about, and they can start to speak it out. They're taking it on board, these fiery dark thoughts, for instance, speak it out, and then it starts to come to pass in their life. The Bible tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So he wants us to be filled, our hearts filled with his word, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Take the helmet of salvation. Praise God, the helmet of salvation. Think about that, the helmet. It's over the head area. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So you use the sword of the Spirit. It is your weapon, your offensive weapon to use. Praise God. So the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So use it as a sword. It is a sword. It's called the sword of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So God wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds and use what he has given us. Praise God. Use what he's given us. Your faith will be built up by hearing the word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Praise the Lord. And it is a shield. The Bible tells us it is a shield. the shield of faith. And as I mentioned before, as we study the Word of God, examine ourselves, and see if there's anything that we need to get right. And do we need to confess anything before the Lord so that we can come in full confidence to God? We don't want anything to undermine our confidence and any wrongdoing that's unrepented of. If we examine ourselves and we want to go God's way in all areas of our life, the Lord will show us these things. The Lord will show us if there is anything that needs to be dealt with. He will reveal these things to us. If there first be a willing mind, praise the Lord. He shows us these things. So examine ourselves. Examine ourselves. That's important that we do that. That we examine our attitudes, our motives, our thinking. Think about these things. What am I giving my attention to? What am I spending my time on? Am I giving attention to God's word? He wants us to give attention to God's word. Attend to my words, the scripture says. Incline thine ear unto my sayings, he tells us in Proverbs 4. So he wants us to give attention to God's word because when we are renewed, when our minds are renewed, we can understand things properly and actually walk in a wise way of doing things the way God sees things, the way God wants us to look at things. So we truly are transformed by the renewing of our minds. So have a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 5. Here the scripture says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we're talking about spiritual warfare here. The Lord is teaching us about spiritual warfare. The imaginations and high things that are not of God. So we know that's a major weapon, especially deception is one of the major weapons of the enemy. Deception. Trying to get us to believe something that's actually in opposition to God's word. Deception is one of his major weapons. So imaginations and high things, we're not talking about truthful things here. We're talking about things that God wants us to cast down. So you can actually do that. You can say, I cast down those imaginations. Now, fearful thoughts are imaginations and high things. You know, God tells us a lot in his word over and over again, fear not, fear not. He tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7, he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Remember that? Power, love and a sound mind. So casting down imaginations, and you use the name of Jesus as well. In my name shall they cast out devils. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. So we're talking about things that are going against the knowledge of God, what you know from the scripture to be right and true, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. So it is important that we take attention to which way our thoughts are going. What are we letting our... How are we letting our thoughts go? God addresses it. God tells us what to do with our minds. He tells us what to do with our thinking. So that's our souls. The soul being the mind, will, and emotions. He tells us what to do. So bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. He helps us to do that. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So if you find yourself going off and thinking about things that you know is in opposition to God's word, say, I bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I cast it down because I know that it's not what God's word tells me is the truth. And I do that in the name of Jesus. I do that in Jesus' name. And this is how you renew your mind with God's word. You can replace it with a scriptural thought, something that actually is true. So a lie of the devil, you know, like you'll never receive healing, you'll never be able to get healed. Well, you know that's in opposition to what God's word says. I am the Lord that healeth thee. And we read in 3 John 2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So I cast down that thought in the name of Jesus and I replace it with God's truth that he wants me to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospereth. So we're talking about spiritual warfare. This is spiritual warfare here. So God wants us to fill our hearts, fill our minds with his word. And let's look at that scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Here he says, in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. He hath not given us that spirit, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And of a sound mind. He has given you a sound mind, not the spirit of fear, not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. That's what your spirit is. If Christ is your Saviour, you have one of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. That's good news. Praise the Lord. And let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. The scripture says, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it praise God, he gives us strength to do that. He's given us everything we need to be preserved blameless. Spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. Praise God. Blameless in our souls. Blameless in our bodies. Praise God. And continuing on in him as a strong born again person. Be preserved blameless. God's word enables us to do that. What he has given to us enables us to do that, praise the Lord, walking with him. And let's finish with 1 Peter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter 5, verse 7. The scripture says, Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God cares about you. He cares about you. And he wants you to cast all your care upon him. He can deal with it. He is almighty. We are not equipped to deal with our own cares ourselves. That's why he wants us to cast all our care upon him. For he careth for you. So we need his strength. We need his strength. He strengthens us. And he wants us to cast all all our care upon Him. He doesn't want us to be carrying it around because He knows that the weight of it is too much for the human soul to bear. So cast it all upon Him. Cast it all upon Him. So He wants us strong. He doesn't want us to break down under the pressure of life on this earth. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Let Him deal with it. Let him work it out for you. And He will work it out. Praise God, He'll work it out for your good. If you love Him, the Bible tells us, and you are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28, He makes all things work together for your good. So cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Believe that God cares for you, and he wants to take your situation and make something good come of it in every circumstance. Praise God. So let's think on these things, and let's make a confession of faith now based on the scriptures, and then after that we'll open it up, and if there's anybody that would like prayer tonight, we're going to be laying on hands. So let's make a confession of faith. I believe. God strengthens my soul.
God strengthens my soul.
He is my strength.
He is my strength.
He has not given me the spirit of fear.
He has not given me the spirit of fear.
But of power.
Power,
and of love.
And of
a sound mind.
And of a sound mind.
And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God's will for me. Is good.
Is good.
And I receive that strength.
And I receive that strength.
In my soul.
In my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.